All right, thank you, Roxanne. That title is quite a mouthful, so being the simpleton that I can be, I tried to dumb it down just a little bit into sort of layman's terms. To me, this subject encompasses these four things. Whoops. Is that better? Okay. Are GMOs safe and effective? Do GMOs increase crop production? Are they effective pest management strategies? And finally, are they environmentally safe? The traditional theory or thinking of what a GMO is BT, as far as what's widely considered in the plant world is BT, but there are many different types of GMOs now. In particular, there's plant architecture. The architecture of plants can be modified. You can create, for instance, dwarf varieties that have increased fruit productivity. They still do quite a bit with plant defense against insects, including BT, protonation inhibitor genes. And you can also modify the physiology of the plant itself. You can increase photosynthetic efficiency, drought resistance, all sorts of things at this point. So in this case, why is this such a controversy? These seem like pretty good things. I think this kind of started back in the late 90s. There was an article in Nature dealing with monarch butterfly caterpillars and BT pollen. And many people have pointed out some relatively serious flaws in that paper. That notwithstanding, what this did was this brought this subject to the forefront of people's thinking and people's talking. And there is a controversy over whether or not GMOs are safe, effective, and should be used. So on one point, GMOs do reduce pesticide use. Unfortunately, not all the time. A couple examples. It's been very successful in BT cotton. However, insects with their short life cycles, rapid resistance, they often evolve resistance to the GMO we're talking about, forcing us to use refuge strategies, come up with new GMOs, that sort of thing. They also increase crop yield, GMOs do. Unfortunately, again, not all the time. There's many examples of GMOs that actually do increase crop yield, but at the same time, there are plenty of examples where it doesn't. There's a lot of promising technologies that haven't really shown any good real yield increases. And in the overall scheme of things, there are few GMOs that actually do increase plant or crop yield significantly. GMOs are unnatural. The gene that is often spliced in there is certainly natural, but this particular organism is not naturally found in the wild. So does that mean they are healthy or unhealthy? Well, that frankly hasn't been proven just yet. Some may be healthier. You can have GMO plants that have increased vitamin content, but we really haven't done any long-term studies on the effects of GMOs on children, on people, on animals. And then there's the environment. Are GMOs bad for the environment? Are they good for the environment? Or do they not matter in the environment? And on one hand, we haven't proven them to be bad. We also haven't proven them to be good. And there's a lot of data that has yet to be collected. This is a particular area where I think long-term studies are very much needed and relevant. Unfortunately, the technology is new enough that we just don't have some of these long-term data sets as of yet. So really, I think it depends on the viewpoint, your own personal viewpoint, the company's viewpoint, the world's viewpoint. Are you managing this land for agriculture, or are you managing land for ecology? If you're managing it for agriculture, then GMOs are probably a pretty consistent part of that. If you're measuring from a strictly ecological realm, you may not think GMOs have a place in your management strand. Are you managing for food production? For wildlife health, or are you trying to find a balance between food and wildlife? Each of these has a different emphasis placed on the use of GMOs. And finally, are you managing for human health, or are we looking at human survival? And the topic of this debate is whether or not GMOs should be used in food production. And it's one thing to keep people healthy and alive. It's another to keep the world's race going with food by any means necessary. So. That. Thank you.